CNN, a cheerleader for Trump. Hi, I'm Scott Ott with Bill Whittle now. And Bill, this is a story that you could not have missed this week. But just in case our viewers did, CNN actually had an article talking about this great winning streak that President Trump is on. In addition to the confirmation of his Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh, now Associate Justice Brett Kavanaugh, they also pointed out that the lowest unemployment rate in 49 years, the best job data, 3.7% unemployment rate. And you could go into depth on that and point out that Black and Latino unemployment are at record lows. This is a CNN story that I'm reading here talking about President Donald Trump's winning streak. I wondered what it would take to get somebody in the mainstream media to acknowledge that he's having some success. Bill, is this an aberration? You expect to see more of this?
Well, it's some kind of bizarro world we woke up in, Scott, where Lindsey Graham is a steel spine defender of you know, of freedom and
Susan Collins.
Susan Collins and
Mitch
and
McConnell.
Jeff Flake. Mitch McConnell, mastermind, you know, and it's like, I don't know what happened to the space-time continuum, but I like it. And I did see that article, and I was shocked. I really genuinely was shocked. And doesn't that say a lot, honestly, now without all this, put all the snark aside for just
sure.
A split second. Yeah, that's enough. Back to the snark. No, but seriously, it says so much about the times we live in. When a major news organization writes not a fluff piece, just a simple statement of fact about what this president has accomplished without spinning it into the mud, I was gobsmacked.
And they essentially refer to it as the biggest night in the Trump administration since the night that he defeated Hillary Clinton. It's refreshing, I think, Bill, to see a story that actually just reports what's going on. Do you think this is something that the New York Times, the Washington Post, and others will emulate? And frankly, if CNN's doing this, Bill, is the mainstream media as biased as we once said, or is it just that they were reporting the facts and now the facts have changed?
The fact that we're doing an entire episode about one article that treated the president fairly, not glorifying him, just treating him fairly, means that of course the bias is real and of course the bias is there. The more interesting question is, will the New York Times and other outlets follow suit? I want to say probably not, because so far everything I've seen since I've been doing this 12, 13, 14 years now, I've seen their ideology trump any, if you'll pardon the expression, any attempt to get at the truth. In other words, I have yet to see these mainstream media giants put the truth in front of their ideology when it really mattered, you know, when there were chips on the table. I suspect it probably won't get to them unless it's possible now, I think, and I think the reason that CNN story maybe appeared was that Trump's achievements are just so, they're just so obvious. You can't ignore them anymore. You can't pretend they didn't happen. And while you can pretend that Trump is a terrible president and do all of these stories about what a catastrophe he is, when you've got 4% plus growth economic rate, when you've got a second summit with North Korea where Kim Jong-un has said, please bring your inspectors so that you can see that we've shut down our nuclear facility, when we've got a deal with China that China doesn't like, when we've got a deal with Mexico and Canada that's better than the deal we had before, and on and on and on and on and on. You become a laughingstock if you don't point these things out. I'm not saying they're there yet, but I am saying that Trump's achievements are so enormous. And if we stay fired up and give him, at very least, hold the House and Senate, I think we are looking at a completely rejuvenated Republican Party. I think if what the Democrats did to Brett Kavanaugh was disgusting enough to get Lindsey Graham angry, all the way angry, and Mitch McConnell looked like a mastermind, because he does. He really did an amazing job with this. I can't remember, Scott. I mean, we've been working together for 10 years now. I can't remember ever having the feeling that all of the cylinders were firing in sequence. I'm starting to get that feeling now.
Let me just read you the last paragraph in this story, and it's under a subhead. There's a subhead a little further up that says, a president of consequence. Here's what it says. But it's also no longer possible to credibly argue, despite the distracting blizzard of controversy, busted decorum, and staff chaos constantly lashing Washington, that there is not something significant taking place that is changing the political and economic character of the nation itself. I'd just like your reaction to that.
That is a completely fair statement. And I applaud it because it was fair. It wasn't a Donald Trump press release. I don't know how many times we've said this, you and I both on Right Angle and Trifecta, and me just, you know, endlessly saying, I don't want conservative news. I don't want news that's biased towards conservatism, because then we will get the same sense of this cloak of invisibility, and we will go into the same errors and we'll make the same mistakes as anybody else who thinks they can get away with anything. I just want fair reporting. I just want basically fair reporting. And that's what this article was, which is why it was such a pleasant surprise in this day and age. I have no doubt that the street thugs in Antifa and that George Soros and all of his organizations and his $32 billion of influence, they're never going to change. They're not going to come around. But it is possible that some people in the news media are beginning to get the feel that a lot of Americans got watching the Kavanaugh confirmation, a lot of Democrats, I should say, where anecdotally we're hearing that large numbers of Democrats just said, I don't want to be associated with this anymore. I don't want to be associated with a simple accusation destroying a man's life without any evidence. I don't want to be on the team that's burning down universities and dragging people out of the car and kicking them with, you know, black jack boots. I don't want to be on that team anymore. It's possible. I don't expect that that CNN or New York Times is going to switch to being Republicans, but it's possible that they are beginning to realize what we've realized, you know, a decade ago, not only through paying attention, but through our love of history. It's possible that some of these people may be actually beginning to realize what it is they've created, you know, and they don't like it. And the fact that we see cases of the left turning on itself all the time is just another indication that they may be looking around at their staff rooms or teachers' lounges and saying, you know, we've created some monsters out there, and maybe it's time we rethought this whole thing.
Bill Whittle now offers you Bill's hot takes on breaking news of the day 5 days a week right at the BillWhittle.com, but also on YouTube, where you can get a notification every time we post a new episode if you'll simply click that little notification Liberty Bell so that you'll get an email that lets you know that another one's up. Also, follow us on Facebook. There's a Right Angle group, actually, for another show here at BillWhittle.com. There's a Right Angle group at MeWe.com, and we post every episode of Bill Whittle Now at that group as well. There are a lot of ways that you can follow Bill Whittle, but most importantly, you can become part of the team that is actually producing this content at BillWhittle.com. The monthly members who pay $9.95 a month, not so that they can get secret content that nobody else has access to, but as members repeatedly tell us, because they want to be part of spreading this kind of messaging around the world. You can join them too. We appreciate all the new members we've heard from in the last week, and we look forward to you joining their ranks. For Bill Whittle, I'm Scott Ott. Thanks to the members at BillWhittle.com for making this possible.